Tango Mobile.
In 0TR, let me turn this radio down. We're trying to program it. Bernice is, as we're out here mobile. And I'm just sitting here in line on a one-lane road by Lake Cunningham waiting on the flagman to let us go through. Been down to Lowe's.
Who's in business lately, aren't you? What raising their profit margin. Now, I'm sure they appreciate that. Oh, well, I'm headed up to Publix. I've got to go pick up a few things. And since it's Wednesday and I get the 5% discount, I'm going to go there instead of somewhere else that doesn't give me the discount. So, you know, they're putting all kinds of signs over here near my area that have some kind of, they're going to do some kind of road construction. I'm not sure what they're doing. They've got signs in oddball places, and I haven't figured out they got one that's going to be down by the bridge down below my house, and another one up here that indicates a detour down my road, so I'm not sure what they're doing. Anyway, so I guess y'all are doing okay this morning there, Tom?
We just went down and got a new barbecue grill. Ours is, we bring it down here, Bernice? I don't know, it's 10 years old, but it was just gone. So Bernice opted to go from charcoal to propane this time. And so we took a medium-priced one, not quite the cheapest, kind of in the middle. And it, anyway, I got a real old bottle of propane that's full. And I think it's kind of a hermaphrodite in size. But, I don't know if it'll necessarily fit in the hole or not. Then I guess we've got to spend another $40 on a tank.
Put the tank out beside the grill while you're using it, and then disconnect it and put it off separate from the grill when you get through. And that way you don't waste the gas.
Yeah, we was the last car in the group to let go through. So we're sitting here at the stop sign with the flagman now. Well, I guess I could do that. That's true. I need to use that up. It's been, I used it up in Kansas when I had this huge torch that I built that was some half-inch gas pipe that you could burn off grass and things like that. Rather than buy one, I made one.
That's good. Wish I had a lawnmower that would work. I would do a little bit of mowing around my yard. It needs it, but my lawnmower died. The shaft on it broke, and needless to say, it's not going to work. And I haven't been able to afford a new one, at least not at this time. And, of course, having one wouldn't do me much good anyway because my back doesn't like it when I get out there and motor around with the lawnmower. If I had a riding one, it would be a different story. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess, as they say. And this subdivision that's being built over here on this road I'm on, man, I'll tell you what, they're putting these houses up right and left, and I would worry about living in one of them as fast as some of these are being built.
Yeah, right, but you see one semi-truck, and it's got a whole house on it just about.
I watched them the other day bring a load in down here. They had a tractor-trailer rig bringing it in. And, I mean, they had everything they needed for that house. The two-by-fours, the sheathing, the frames for the roof stresses, all of that stuff was on that truck, and they unloaded it on the site. So it was that was practically a whole house because the slab was already poured, so that was basically a whole house all there all at once, you know.
And 200,000 to 300,000 is the average. There's a big article in the paper about this O'Neill edition. Heck, there's a good mile of traffic backed up here and just because they're working on this bridge, but it's that way every morning, every afternoon, every Friday.
Subdivision where they're building, this is the second half. They've already built one end of the subdivision, and it's been occupied for a couple, 3 or 4 years now. and now they've decided they have to build the other end of it, build it up, rest it, and they got all the roads inside paved and everything else, and, you know, all of the utilities are in and all that stuff. So now they've marked off the lots, and the power comes over to the boxes for the power out there set up and all, you know. Everybody's got to do their thing, so right now they're doing all of the, they're building all of the physical buildings, so it's interesting, and they got crews and crews and crews, and they got trucks bringing in dirt and fill to where they're putting, clearing, setting some of the other lots up, getting them ready, bringing in gravel for the, you know, before they pour concrete trucks coming in with concrete to pour slabs and everything else. So, you know, it's kind of an ongoing all day, every day type thing, except when it's pouring rain.
And I'm looking at over 400 houses they built up here on 101, and there's two more additions that I know of going in up north. And I can see cranes out there that got to be 150-foot boom on them, or 100-foot. So they're putting up some biggie fries.
One subdivision over here that they're building that's on my church road, and I call what they're building in there McMansions. Those things are in the $500 million range, you know, $350,000 and up. And this property is not level. I mean, they cleared it off and left it in its practically its natural state of, you know, on about this whole section of property where they're building the subdivisions on about 8 different levels. So houses are, you know, they're having to put heck of a foundations up to get some of these houses in there, you know.
I want my house built on a slab. I guess it's all right. They're doing enough of them. It must be proven, but I wouldn't want it, to be honest with you. Oh, well, if you ever had to crawl into the house, it'd be nice.
Oh, the one subdivision where they're building a bunch of houses, they're building them on slabs. This other subdivision, they're putting in basements and with basement-level garages and, you know, multi-level. They're all crawl space and type houses. They're not slabs in this subdivision. Not in the $300,000 to $500,000 range. They're not. So anyway, oh, here's a guy that's kind of lost. He's from Connecticut, but he's got a Connecticut tag on his car. But his car was bought from Davis Auto Sales in Woodruff, South Carolina. Interesting.
Roger. Well, Rusty, we've arrived at home, and so I'll have to let you go. You have a beautiful day. It's nice and warm out there. I think I'm going to ditch this T-shirt. Got a short sleeve on. I might even get some shorts. Well, that probably runs your lunch. Anyways, talk to you later, buddy. W2T and 0TR 73.
Okay, that's working right out, because I'm just around the corner from the pulling in the Publix parking lot. And I'm wearing my shorts today, short sleeve shirt. Right now the car thermometer says it's 79 already, and it's supposed to get up to 84 today. So, you know, it's already warm enough outside to be wearing shorts. Talk to you later, Tom. You and Bernice have a good afternoon. N0TR, W2T, 73s.
WHM Mobile.